Bulkatov. Good morning, Harvest City Church. It's lovely to be back with you again, even in the circumstances that we are in. Thankfully, for modern technology, we can still stay connected. You know, during the Feast of Passover, which we are now in, there's a question that is asked during the liturgy every year, and that question is, why is this night different from any other night? You know, I was just listening to Netanyahu, and he was saying tonight, the night of Passover, is different from any other Passover because tonight we are going to stay locked in our homes. So there's a complete and absolute lockdown in Israel. No one is allowed to go outside of their doors. And, you know, Netanyahu said this night is different except for one other night, and that was our first Passover. And they say that that was 3,333 years ago. So, and it's interesting because I've been listening to the prophetic voice, and I know that your congregation is a very prophetic congregation, and many prophetic voices are saying that over the Passover tide, that the tide, sorry, after. During the Passover season, the tide of this pandemic is going to turn, and it's going to be a turning point for good. So we look forward to that. There's a line of a song that's been going through my head today. Behold, your King, he comes. It's a beautiful song, and it comes from Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, and a colt of a foal of a donkey. So that's a beautiful prophecy that was fulfilled actually at Nisan 10. That's the date on the Israel, the Jewish calendar. 4 days before Passover, this event took place. So the lambs on Nisan 10, the lambs were brought into Jerusalem and they were sold to families. Families would select and purchase the lamb for their Passover. So let's go and look at Bethlehem. Bethlehem, and I know I've said it before at Harvest Church, but Bethlehem comes from two words, Beit Lechem. That's how you actually say it in Hebrew. And Beit means house. It's a common word today that means house. And Lechem is the common word for bread. So Bethlehem was known as the house of bread. And as we know, the bread of life hailed from Bethlehem. And he was that perfect unleavened bread. So the feast of Passover is not only Pesach or Passover, it is also called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In 1 Corinthians 5:8, it says, therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old bread, leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You know, it's interesting that this scripture was written to the people in Corinth, and it's telling them, let us keep this festival, but let's keep it in this way, not with the old leaven, but the unleavened bread. Jesus is the ultimate unleavened bread, and he was perfect and sinless. And leaven in the Bible, the yeast, was meant to represent sin. And sin is pervasive and it gets into everything. But we are to partake of him. And when we partake of Yeshua, when we partake of him, we become like him. That's the beautiful thing about it. In fact, in Colossians, it says, Christ within the only hope of glory. Christ within the hope of glory. And so Jesus is the perfect bread of life, and he comes from the house of bread, from Bethlehem, Beit Lechem. He's also not only the perfect bread of life, but he is the perfect Lamb of God, without spot or without blemish. He's our Passover Lamb. And something so amazing that I found out was that in the outskirts of Bethlehem, we have the shepherd's fields. And I've been to that place, beautiful place on the side of a hill with green grass. And right there on the outskirts of Bethlehem, this was the place where they raised the Passover lambs. They were special lambs, and they were designated for a special purpose, and they were raised for their first year. They were taken to Bethlehem and raised there. And then they were taken to Jerusalem on the 10th of Nisan, and they were sold. And we know that Jesus also was sold. He was sold for 30 pieces of silver. And in the Bible, biblically speaking, 30 pieces of silver was the price that would be paid for a dead slave. That's interesting. That's the price that they put on our precious Messiah and Savior. The very same day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, he was and fulfilled that beautiful verse in 9:9 of Zechariah. That day we celebrate it as Palm Sunday. But I want to say something amazing that had happened there, because just before that, or just after, I'm not sure, around about the same time, Jesus stopped on the Mount of Olives, looked out on Jerusalem, and wept. He wept and he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if only you'd known the time of your visitation." And he said to them, "How, you are the ones that stone the messengers and you kill the prophets that I keep sending you." And he says, "How many times have I wanted to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not let me." And he said, "From now on, your temple will be abandoned." And he was prophesying something that would take place about 30 years later. On 70 AD, the temple would be abandoned and Jerusalem would be sacked. He was prophesying a terrible event. And he said, "And you will not see me again until the day that you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, we know that beautiful phrase is, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Well, I want to say that on that day, the children were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai." The pure hearts of the children recognized the Messiah, the ones to whom the kingdom of God has always belonged and will always belong, the greatest in the kingdom, the children. And you know what the Pharisees said to Jesus and his disciples? "Tell those children to shut up. Shut them down." They saw it as terrible blasphemy. But Jesus said if they would be silent, the stones would cry out. And you know, we are in a Passover like no other Passover. This is different from every other Passover before us. No other time in history globally has everyone been shut into their homes, which I see as a fulfillment of that verse in Isaiah 26:20. My people, go into your chambers, close the door behind you, and wait until the fury passes over. And we live in this exceptional time in history, but we live in a time when God wants the message of the Passover Lamb, the message of the bread of life, the message of Jesus Christ to go into all the world, and we are the voice that is called to witness to him. So I want to suggest something. Put a cross in your window. Put the name of Jesus in your window. Put a scripture on your lawn. Do something this Passover, this Easter, to lift up Jesus high. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Let's not be silent. We all have Facebook walls. We all have homes that we live in. We all have windows that face out onto the streets. And Jacinda has got her beast, Easter bunny search going on. Well, let people, when they're out looking for their Easter bunny, let them see Jesus being lifted up. Let them see the cross and the true meaning be lifted up, the true meaning of Easter, the true meaning of Passover. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the whole world. Let the world know there is a cure for a virus worse than coronavirus, and that is sin. That's the main problem in the world. That's the number one problem in the world. And we have the answer. Jesus is the answer. Thank you, Lord, for the great gift of Jesus to this world, that you loved the world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, whoever in our community, in our family, believes in him, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. But how can they believe in the one that they do not hear about? How can they hear unless we bring that message out? So, Lord, help us to do that this amazing season and this incredible time that we live in. And I ask it in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Bless you, my friends at Harvest City Church. Love you.